Word came on March 18th that Shell would suspend construction of its ethane cracker plant in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, to protect the health and safety of the thousands of workers on site from coronavirus. Meanwhile, analysts are questioning the viability of a larger Appalachian petrochemical hub. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant is with us to talk about what's driving doubt about the future of the plastics industry in our region. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Kara.
Let's start with a brief catch-up. What is the Appalachian petrochemical hub?
Well, it starts with fracking. When drillers frack for natural gas, it also brings up ethane and other byproducts from deep underground. The ethane can be processed into ethylene and polyethylene, the building blocks of the plastic products that we use every day. So when the Shell plant in Beaver County is up and running, it's expected to produce 1.6 million metric tons of polyethylene every year. Okay, so nearly 2 years ago, market analysts at IHS Market, for one, were forecasting as many as 5 ethane crackers in the region. And at that time, the Trump administration and the chemical industry were promoting the development of a new plastics manufacturing industry in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Kentucky, that whole region. This would include those ethane plants and require places to store the ethane. And all of these projects jointly are sometimes referred to as the Appalachian Petrochemical Hub.
Okay. So as we mentioned, some are now questioning whether this hub will move forward. What's been happening?
Well, while the Shell plant outside of Pittsburgh has started construction, it's been reported that plans for an ethane cracker in West Virginia fell through last year. And in Ohio, a state permit for Mountaineer NGL storage expired. That project is related to another ethane cracker proposed 5 years ago by PTT Global Chemical of Thailand. That company and its South Korean partners have been considering building a multi-billion dollar ethane cracker plant along the Ohio River.
What's the significance of the permit expiration to store ethane in the region?
Well, I spoke with Tom Sanzillo. He's director of finance at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. It's a nonprofit think tank that works toward a sustainable energy economy. He speculates that without the commitment from PTTGC to build the ethane cracker in Ohio, there's no need for a storage facility yet.
They typically need an anchor tenant. Otherwise, they're just building it with no customer base. And so there is no anchor tenant right now. There is a promise of PTTG being the anchor tenant, but the company has delayed their decision since 2016. And those delays now seem to be causing some problems.
Problems like that expired permit. I called Mountaineer NGL Storage, the company trying to build the storage facility in Ohio, but didn't hear back. Regulators at the Ohio Department of Natural Resources sent me a copy of the company's application to renew the expired permit.
And has there been any other word on the future of the Ohio cracker plant?
Well, Dan Williamson, spokesperson for PTTGC, says it's still the company's goal to make a final investment decision this summer. And Jobs Ohio, which is a private economic development corporation that's in discussions with the company, said in an email that this is, quote, very much an active project.
So why are there still doubts swirling about its future?
Well, Sanzillo says right now the plant just doesn't look like a good investment. In February, Moody's bond credit rating business, which is used by investors to decide where to put their money, raised doubts about the project. Moody's predicted that this year, PTTGC would, quote, not embark on any new capacity expansion plan until margins improve on a sustained basis. And our partners at Inside Climate News reported that IHS Market had removed the proposed plant from its long-range plastics supply forecast.
So is this a problem just with this one company?
Well, according to Sanzillo, these industries just aren't doing well right now. And that was happening even before the coronavirus pandemic was a factor. Natural gas prices were depressed last year, and the warm winter further reduced demand, which is not good news for frackers. And Sanzillo says there's been an oversupply of plastics on the market, which hasn't been good for plastic pricing.
The companies that are involved in the plastic industry had a rough 2019. ExxonMobil, if you look at Dow Chemical, if you look at Chevron, their returns in their petrochemical divisions were very low. Exxon's were the worst in 5 years.
And whether plastics manufacturing in Appalachia is limited to Shell's plant or actually becomes a full-scale hub to rival those in Louisiana and Texas depends on other ethane crackers being built. But as Sanzillo points out, when the PTTGC plant in Ohio was first proposed, the price of plastic was nearly double what it is today.
And that presents all kinds of new challenges for the investment. These are long-term investments, right? And so they take a long time to get in the ground. But the market has shifted substantially. And in the current environment, it's difficult to see how they are sustained.
And it's also unclear how the severe economic consequences as a result of the coronavirus pandemic will play into the future of PTTGC's plant and the Appalachian petrochemical vision.
Okay. Well, thanks, Julie, for the update.
Sure thing, Kara.
That was the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant. And all of our coverage of the petrochemical industry is at alleghenyfront.org/chemicalboom. I'm Kara Holsapple.